Well, hello there, and welcome to the Mill Housing Nation podcast, where we help military families PCS better. I'm your host, Lindsay Litton. Over the next 20 minutes, we're dishing out tips, tricks, and actionable steps you can implement to make your next PCS an easy one. From interviews with military real estate experts to fellow powerhouse military spouses, we're highlighting some of the major issues that impact military families when they move. And before we get started, a quick shout out to our sponsor, Mill Housing Network. Mill Housing Network connects military families with local military real estate experts all over the U.S. If you're considering buying or selling a home, go to milhousingnetwork.com or find us on Facebook. So let's dive in. Today's guest is a fellow military spouse and the creator of the Organized Chaos app, Miss Ashton Reagan. So welcome, Miss Ashton.
Thank you, Lindsay. Thank you. I'm so glad to be here today.
Yes, and I love today's theme because we're talking about how to PCS like a pro with short notice.
Yes, it's perfect, perfect.
Which, let's be honest, sometimes the military is horrible and they'll be like, you're going, and you're like, ah, what do I do?
Exactly. That has happened to me before. And so, you know, your first reaction is, oh, no, you want to freak out. You want to be overwhelmed. But that's okay. We have steps that will help you through that.
We got this. So I'm excited because Miss Ashton is a queen of organized chaos, as her app suggests. So I'm excited to jump in.
All right.
Let's learn more about your personal military journey and what led you to creating this awesome app. So how long have you been a military spouse and how many PCSs?
All right. Well, I have been a military spouse for 12 wonderful years. I have PCSed 5 times and I have moved a total of 7.
Oh, man. Girl, you're a moving machine.
Yes, I know. It's crazy. And you know, the military, they always like to just keep you on your toes.
Yes, they do. The minute when life starts feeling normal and you're like, this is good, I can breathe. And it's like, boom, orders, time to go.
Right, exactly. Just when you think you have everything planned out, it doesn't really go that way.
Nope. So let's talk about how military life has impacted your career.
Okay. It has impacted my career in a major way, but I would say it's both good and bad. And, you know, it's hard to build your career whenever you're moving every 2 to 3 years. And we all know that as military spouses, when your resume only shows that you've held a job for, let's just say, 2 to 3 years max, that the hiring manager is going to look at that and say, oh, all right, well, she may not, or he or she may not be able to hold down a job. So, you know, we're coming from that angle of possibly not even getting an interview.
Yep.
But it's also impacted my career in a good way because we were stationed at a desert town, 29 Palms, California, and I could not find a job. So it actually pushed me and forced me to go back and get my master's degree.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I'm very, very proud of that. So I've also been able to create jobs for myself when there wasn't one, such as like consulting, classes for women empowerment, but also I've been able to find great jobs, you know, along the way, and I've been able to build my skill set.
Well, I love that. I love that. And I know that you're echoing what a lot of military spouses feel when they move.
Mm-hmm.
It's not always easy.
Yes.
And it's sometimes our last guest was talking about it feels like rebuilding your foundation every single time. And
it is.
Yeah, I think it's important to keep moving and continuing to look for opportunity no matter where you go.
Yes, for sure. And that's why, you know, I believe every military spouse should be able to put on their resume superhero with great work ethic. Because, right, just to do everything that we do on a daily basis, that kind of qualifies us for any good job.
Yes. Wonder Woman, extraordinaire.
Yes.
So how has military life, you know, obviously it's crazy and rewarding all at the same time. I want you to actually, before I dive into this next question, share your personal story about how you PCS'd or you moved in 9 days. Because when we were talking off mic, she was telling me about how she moved her family in 9 days. And she was like, should I share this story? Yes, share this story because some people do this.
Right. And it's true. So Okay, my husband, he had just gotten back from a deployment. It was this initial deployment was a non-combat, and he had just been home for about a month. He was preparing for a combat deployment, so he was doing pre-deployment workups. I get a phone call from my husband, and he says, "Ashton, I have to deploy for a year and a half, and I'm doing so in 9 days." And I mean, can you imagine my horror? I mean,
your heart must have dropped.
Yes. I mean, I immediately started crying. At first, I thought it was a joke. And at this point, we had two kids. So, you know, in school, I'm thinking, wait, what am I going to do? You know, you just got back from deployment. So I did have a freak out moment. Yeah. I, you know, had a moment where I was crying the whole way through, but I pulled it together. And funny enough, it was the very first time that we decided to paint our base housing.
And of course,
we had just finished painting, right? And then I had to repaint all in 9 days. So we had 9 days to decide, because he was deploying for a year and a half. We decided, you know what, I need to go back home and be with my family to have help with the two kids. Mm-hmm. And this is at that same desert duty station that we were at. So within 9 days, we found a house. We packed up, put everything in storage, got a U-Haul on the back of my Aviator, and we moved across country. And I even had a house to live in and moved in. But I was able to, you know, get it together. It was crazy, but we made it. So I'm glad to be on the other side of that now.
9 days.
Yes.
That's amazing. That might be the record. That might be the record. If you've moved in less than 9 days, reach out to me because I want to interview you. That is freaking amazing. I think mine was 30 days. It was like, and I felt stressed.
Right. Well, and I feel like most of ours have been around the 45, maybe 60-day mark. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why. I don't know why they just decide to just tell us. You know, we think we may be PCSing, but we really don't know.
You know? Well, and
let's hurry up and wait.
And love the military for that.
Right, exactly. And I've learned, you know, from all these PCSs, I've learned how to do it. And I feel like I've got a great system that I've been able to use and I've been able to help others with.
Well, I'm excited to hear about your system because I'll take any tips I can get. Usually it's just like mass chaos. I hear about military spouses that are very organized in their move, and I'm like, dang, I need them because I am definitely
not.
Don't
get me wrong. That was me, though. That was me. I've learned from experience that, you know, I'm not always the most organized, but over time and over my mistakes, I've learned from them. So
yes. Well, you know, which is a good segue into our next question, because a lot of military spouses, you know, they have this need for organizing all aspects of our life. And I believe that it comes from a need to just be able to control something in our lives. And if we can control organizing what's going on, then it gives you ownership over one thing because, you know, goodness knows we can't control the other things.
Right.
Why is having an organized life, especially for military spouses, so important?
Well, first and foremost, I think that you hit the nail on the head there, but for clarity, you know, and just as you said, Lindsay, that there's so much about this military lifestyle that we cannot control, why not organize and streamline the things in life that we can? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, if you're able to organize all aspects, you know, whether it's your daily tasks, your events, your workspace, your physical workspace, and all things military, then you can cut through the chaos and you can see your life from an aerial view. And then that, in effect, kind of creates and makes the overwhelming more manageable. Mm-hmm. And then this is, I believe, how military spouses can thrive in the environment. And you can really just own this lifestyle.
Yes, yes. Oh, I agree 100%. And I think that's something that I constantly hear from military spouses that reach out to the network. They talk about how we just want to need to control something. I mean, the military military says where we're going to go, where we're going to live, which limits our options on where we can even put our kids into school and maybe where we can even go grocery shopping. So there's very few things in our lives. I lived in Clovis. I had Walmart. Okay.
See, that was me in 29 Palms.
Oh, yep.
Walmart was 30 minutes away.
Oh, I have some very good friends out there that way right now. And I just had an opportunity to have coffee with her in Poor Thing. Yes, I Yeah. So I feel your pain on that one. But I was, yes, I've done my time. I was in Clovis for 4 years.
Yeah.
And it is difficult. And you feel completely out of control. You might not have an opportunity to continue on your work when you PCS, so you lose control of that. That was one of the things that I've talked about and opened up before that led to my depression. Was that of all the moves that I did early on when Ruben and I were together, my career was the one stable thing that I had. And when I was laid off from that before we PCS to San Antonio, that was when my world came crashing down because I felt like if I couldn't even control that, like what could I control? Because everything else was so out of control. So,
right. And it's so hard. And I think too, you know, mental health is a good, you know, it's very important with seeking a job because it does, you know, break down your confidence when you can't find a job or when you thought you had it all together with your career and your job, and then you get orders to somewhere else and you have no clue where to start or where to begin.
I'm very open and honest about how I spent 2 years highly depressed and didn't even know it. And
oh my goodness.
Yeah, it wasn't until I actually got into real estate that I describe it as like the lights turned on and the volume finally turned up to a normal level. And it was like, oh, I'm me again. Okay, I got this.
Yes.
But
I've gone through that same thing as well. And I think a lot of spouses do.
Yes. Yes. It was very odd. I remember when that day that it happened, and I just remember thinking like, wow, last 2 years have been really dark and I had no idea. So,
yes, I know. And then whenever you get on the other side, you are able to see like how deep and dark it really was.
Yes. Yes.
But you're able to, I guess, you know, see at the end of the tunnel at this point.
Yes. And so if you are struggling with that, I urge you to get connected with resources. There's a lot of free life coaching and resources online. Military One Source is a great resource for that. But there's a lot of organizations and even reaching out to I'd be happy to talk with anyone going through that because I've been there, but reach out to more seasoned spouses that might have gone through that, especially if you're younger in your military spouse journey, and get connected and because you don't have to go through that.
Right. And with the military One Source, you can actually, you get 11 counseling sessions, no questions asked. So that's important to a resource that spouses can take advantage of.
Yes.
And, you know, it doesn't go through their command. You just call the number. And as long as it's nothing, you know, suicidal or things like that, you just need help kind of finding yourself again, you can get counseling through Military One Source.
Yes. There are resources out there. There's help available. I know when I was going through it, I felt like I didn't even know where to go because I had disconnected myself from the military community a lot because of the type of work I was doing. I was in consulting, so I didn't feel connected to the military community. And when I experienced that loss, it was my military community that saved me. So
right, and you felt all alone, but then the military community was able to be there for you and pick you up.
Yes. Love them, hate them, we're family.
Exactly.
So let's talk about when the military throws you a curveball and gives you orders on short notice. Because I know you mentioned most of your orders come within 45 days. I think we typically get 60, so I've got a good idea of where we're going. I hear about these magical unicorns that get like 6 months notice. I'm like, who are you? Who's doing that?
Yeah, I know. Where are you? I'm jealous of that.
Please tell my husband how to get those orders. So what are four steps a family should take when they're getting orders, you know, within 45 days? Like what are the top four things that our listeners can walk away with?
Okay, yes. Well, first of all, you need to be able to have the time to freak out. So you need to take a moment to freak, eat, whether you're happy, sad, you want to cry your eyes out, like I was telling you that I did. Because it's important that you actually go through these emotions and feel what's happening to you. Because that's part of the way that you can get the overwhelm manageable again. So you want to feel whatever emotion that you're feeling. Take a moment, take a deep breath, and then you need to pull yourself together so you can actually start taking action. Mm-hmm. So the first thing would be just to work from a checklist of some kind so you can see everything that has to be done in an aerial view. When you're able to look back and see these things that are in your checklist, it makes the scary thing that's about to happen to you in, let's say, 45 days, it makes it look a lot less scary.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first step. You want to make sure you're working from a checklist. You can put every single thing in your checklist. Alert housing. Are you going to rent or buy at the new place? Do you want to live on base? You know, all these decisions need to be made up front. So that's the first step. Create a big checklist.
Mm-hmm.
I would say the second action item would be to start putting those checklist items to date.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to start putting those checklist items to date by priority. So like I said, if you need to alert housing, that's probably one of the first things that you need to do.
Yes.
Or if you do own your own home, you need to, you know, reach out and find a property manager
mm-hmm.
for that. So you want to put your list in, put dates to them and in priority, which thing you need to do first.
Yep. 100% agree.
The next step.
Hmm?
Yes, and, you know, it's so hard sometimes to do that and actually, you know, put the dates there. But I think that whenever you look at it on a piece of paper or even in the app, if you look at it, you realize that it's not so scary after all and that you can get through it.
Yes.
And the third thing.
I was just going to say, and taking it chunk by chunk, looking at your checklist and saying, like, okay, cool. Well, here's four things I can do today. Because I think
right.
a lot of military spouses are just paralyzed by there's so many things to do. And it's like, mm-hmm. I don't even know where to go. And then you just get halted by not even moving forward at all. So just
right.
having a checklist on paper or in an app where you can start checking the things off will keep you on track. Sorry, totally interrupted. But I was
yeah.
like, oh, I
no,
love that.
No, that was good. That was good. So the next step, step three, would be research your area, the new area. And, of course, we know in the social media era, there are groups for everything. There's groups for the new place that you're going that you don't even really know exists. But what's so great about whenever we first PCS, that was many, many years ago, Facebook was such a baby, and they didn't have Facebook groups then. They didn't have this social network that you can connect with and connect to learn more about your area.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I even think the Mill Housing Network, you know, is good for this because, you know, reach out to someone who knows the area, who knows what it's like to be there and to answer the questions such as what schools are around. So research the new area and connect with social media groups and different pages and resources at your new duty station.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
And then our last step, very, and I want to say almost one of the most important, but have photo documentation of all of your furniture and your high-value items before you move.
Yes.
And I've also learned from experience here, I've lost so much money not having photo documentation. And whenever you go to file the claim, if something was ruined or lost, you know, you have no actual photo documentation to say, no, there wasn't a scratch on that, or no, the leg was not broken whenever you put it on the truck. So it's important to have that, you know, before and after.
Yes.
Your move.
Oh, 100% agree. I know when I saw my husband documenting all of our valuables and taking photos of everything in our first PCS, I was like, what are you doing? But inevitably, when they unloaded our stuff, our couch came with a giant slit in the back of it. And it was
yes.
like, oh, no, this was not here. And because of the photos, we were able to prove mm-hmm. that the movers did it. And we wouldn't have been able to do that if we hadn't documented our valuables.
Right, exactly. And a lot of money lost.
Yes, and that stinking,
you know,
couch.
It's
I love that couch.
The decision. Yes, the decision that you make to buy furniture, it's bad when, you know, you go through the thought process of, oh, we shouldn't get it brand new because we know it's probably just going to get ruined from the movers. Or are we really going to be able to get our money back, you know,
mm-hmm.
from this, or the money that it's actually worth, you know? So, I mean, it's a real thing. So having that photo documentation, like you said, is very, very important.
Yes. And I know we've even started a file with all of our receipts so that we can prove exactly how much we paid
yes.
for things. We recently bought a mattress, a Tempur-Pedic. And everybody knows those have
Ooh.
To be moved in a certain way. By the way, I got it on sale. If you ever want the going out sale at Mattress Firm, $1,000, which is about $3,000
wow,
less than retail
that.
Value. So I love me a good bargain. But we kept the receipt from it because if the movers were to move it the wrong way or stand it up because they can't be stood up, then I want to make sure that I get my, you know, $1,000 back for my Tempur-Pedic.
Yes, that's a lot of money, and that's an investment.
Yes, I love that thing.
Yes.
Maybe more than the couch.
And so, maybe just a little bit more.
Maybe just a little more.
But that's why, you know, it's like that's why the Organized Chaos app is so great, because it's got everything that we mentioned, you know, all in one place for that PCS move. And then that way you can just, you know, you don't really have any worries. You can actually concentrate and worry about the things that are important, like spending your time with your family and actually looking at the PCS as an adventure and not some sort of scary thing in the dark that you don't know how you'll manage.
Yes. And what I like about the app is that, you know, all of us, love it or hate it, we're addicted to our phones. So, you know, I don't know about you, but I've lost papers in the move or it gets put somewhere where I don't know where it is. But I sure as heck always know where my phone is. So I like that it's all in your phone. It's in one little area. It's consolidated. And it's easy accessible because chances are I'm probably going to be listening to a podcast or something when I'm driving across the country on a PCS, and I'm going to have that phone, but, you know, that notebook or whatnot might be locked away somewhere.
Yes, and that that was part of the reason why, is from my own needs, is why I wanted to create this app for other spouses, because, you know, I found myself in that same position. I've lost the papers, or where is this, where is that, what's my reservation number? So even in that PCS part, there's a moving itinerary where you can say, for us, we always do it like an adventure. So day one, we may be going to the Grand Canyon, and this is our reservation number at the Marriott. And these are the things that I have planned. And when I tell you I'm a planner and organizer, I really am.
So much more organized.
So I always have an itinerary, and used to print out my itinerary with all that information. But now I wanted to put it in an app. So that way I can just go to my app and say, oh, what was my reservation number? I don't have to fiddle through my email. Or, oh, we're going to Grand Canyon. Oh, great. Let's do this. Let's go eat here.
Yes. I love that. Wow. It's way more organized than me. I'm like, nah, we'll figure it out on the road.
Right.
My husband is the organized one.
yeah.
Well, Miss Ashley.
You need that, Lindsay.
I know. My husband needs it. Well, we both probably need it. People laugh that, you know, because I'm in real estate, obviously, and they're like, oh, you must, you know, pack up your house and do all these things. And I'm like, actually, Ruben does all the packing. I think I just live in denial until the moving truck arrives.
Yes. I have to do that sometimes, too. You know, I don't even mentally can't go there yet.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'll wait, you know, until the last minute with some things and just like, okay, you know what, mentally I'm here.
Yeah.
Let me go ahead and deal with it. Create my list now.
Yeah. Yeah. Full disclosure, my last move was probably my hardest emotionally, coming from San Antonio to Colorado Springs. Not because I didn't want to come to Colorado, but by the way, I love Colorado. It is my, it's my spirit state. If you can have a spirit animal, you can have a spirit state, in my opinion. But it was, you know, leaving my new business partner, Karina, and leaving my business and starting something totally new and coming out of that 2-year depression and knowing that real estate saved me. And it was now that I was leaving it in the hands of somebody else. And so that particular move, I was in denial until the day we drove to Colorado. I didn't do a single thing. And thank you, Ruben, from the bottom of my heart for handling all the things. I literally sat at Starbucks while the truck was being loaded because I was in that much of a denial. And Ruben called me out on it.
Wow.
And he was just like, "What? You know, hello, we're going." And I just,
you need
I don't
to get
know.
It together.
Yeah, I couldn't get it together. I could not get it together. And, you know, and Karina and I cried and we shared a latte as we did. And I cheersed her and I told her, "All right, honey. Don't let it fail, and I'll see you on the other side." And that was it.
Right.
It was.
Yeah, and that I actually felt the same way when that 9-day, you know, window that we talked about. I was in that same sort of despair, and for me, and yeah, I mean, I didn't want to do it. Brandon stayed up, you know, my husband Brandon stayed up all night long trying to help me, you know, repaint. And when I was too tired, he stepped in, and so. Aren't our husbands the best?
They're the best.
Heroes. but they're also, our partner.
They're the best. Well, Ashton, I appreciate you coming and sharing your personal journey with us and everything about this new app, which I'm excited about. So if folks want to get more info on how to download it, where can they go?
Yes, OperationOrganizedChaos.com, and it is available on the App Store.
Awesome. For iTunes, right?
Yes.
All right.
I'm so grateful to share my insights, and thank you so much, Lindsay.
Oh, this was fun. We'll have to have you back again.
Yeah.
So to view our show notes and get more information and links to everything that Ashton and I talked about today, go to either her specific website, or you can go to millhousingnetwork.com, click on the podcast link, and look for Ashton's episode. While you're there, take a moment to check out some of our past episodes, opt in to work with one of our amazing realtors, or you too could become a guest on our show, so you might want to suggest opting in there. All right, well, I'm Miss Lindsay Linton, so thank you again for tuning in, and join us next week for another amazing interview. Ashton, thank you so much for being a guest today.
Thank you, Lindsay. It was a pleasure to be here.
All right. Bye for now, Mill Housing Nation listeners.